Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon champions carbon capture, criticizes federal energy policies at Gillette Town Hall. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Governor Mark Gordon defended carbon capture technology and criticized federal energy policies at a town hall in Gillette last week, where industry leaders discussed the future of Wyoming's coal industry. The panel discussion was led by Gordon, as well as Commissioner Jim Ford, Holly Krutka from the University of Wyoming School of Energy, Travis Detai of the Wyoming Mining Association, and Mike Nassy of the Energy Policy Network. Gordon emphasized carbon capture as key to keeping coal viable, suggesting it could even lead to alternative uses like building materials. He spoke passionately about his commitment to the coal industry in Wyoming. Despite opposition from some, like State Representative Chris Knapp, who raised concerns about costs and federal overreach, Gordon said he remains optimistic about coal's future. He noted the potential of marketing Wyoming coal to developing countries and integrating new technologies to reduce emissions. The forum also explored Wyoming's broader energy strategy. As coal production declines, renewable energy and nuclear power are gaining ground. Gordon shared his efforts to rejuvenate domestic uranium production and discussed building a nuclear plant using Wyoming labor. Experts at the event, like Holly Krutka, emphasized carbon capture's role in keeping coal plants operational amid EPA mandates. Mike Nassy, an environmental law attorney, said developing countries that don't consume as much energy as the U.S. are another potential market for Wyoming coal. Travis Detai discussed the importance of changing the narrative on coal and the importance of it to Wyoming's economy as well as the rest of the nation. The forum highlighted the ongoing efforts to balance energy needs and environmental concerns as well as federal overreach. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.